Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Power Sports Memorabilia Show. I'm your host, Matt Powers. Thank you again for joining me. Don't forget to visit the website, powersportsmemorabilia.com. Also, give me a follow over there on Instagram, at Powers Autographs. Today, we're going to talk all things Funkos, everybody's favorite thing to get signed. We're going to talk about a couple of different things today. Pen choices when getting those things autographed. How to ship them into autograph signings. There's a couple different ways. And then also one thing I think don't think people really think about too is the COA location on your Funko. You've got a couple different options there. Some people like it one way. I've seen it done another way. So we'll talk about that here at the end of today's topic. All right. First off, everybody wants the best autograph possible on their Funko. I would always get your Funko signed in a paint pen versus a Sharpie. The paint pen is going to show up way better than any Sharpie possibly would on that plastic cover there. So I would always do a paint pen, particularly a white paint pen, always usually looks pretty good on a Funko. Now, it depends on which athlete or celebrity you are getting the Funko signed by. You can color match stuff. So, for example, if it was a Dennis Rodman, you can get it signed in red. But for me, I've always seen that white seems to pop really well. Of course, you can do like a gold with a Magic Johnson. That looks sharp too. And there's different ways you can play around with it too. I've talked about this when getting your card signed. Is you can just take a top loader or a penny sleeve, something that's clear, and just write on it in the colors that you are thinking about getting it signed in. And then just lay that clear thing over your Funko where you want to have it signed. And that way you can kind of get a visual on what those autographs might actually look like in those colors. All right. So next thing is let's talk about shipping a Funko in. I did a little Instagram video on this one. And there's a couple different ways. The main way that we prefer it is just to have you send in the box. So you take out the Funko, you flatten the box out, you put that in like an 11 by 14 top loader. Those usually work really well. Or you can get real fancy and fold it all the way down and it fits in an 8 by 10 top loader. But 11 by 14 top loader is perfectly fine. We prefer that method for a couple different reasons. Number one, it removes the chance of damaging your Funko. And second off, when we go to ship, let's just say 20 Funkos off to a place for a autograph signing, we can just ship the boxes flat. So we don't have 20 Funkos that we got to put in this huge big box. And of course, that opens them up to potential damage, which we don't want to do. So having them flat in those top loaders just really, not eliminates the damage, but it gets rid of a good chance of having your Funko box damaged. Of course, everybody wants to have their box in pristine condition. And we do our best to make sure that that happens for you. So that's generally our preferred way of doing it. Another option you can do is just send in the entire Funko as is. And you have a couple options with that. They have really cheap plastic cases. They're mainly used for basically display purposes. They're just Funko Pop protectors is what they call them. And those are okay to ship stuff in. They're not a hard plastic case, kind of a soft one. You can basically, they're really malleable. So they do protect the Funko a little bit, but you're going to have to put some bubble wrap around it and put it in maybe an interior box before you put it into your shipping box. So that's the next best thing if you want to go ahead and ship your Funko together. What's actually preferred is they actually have hard plastic cases out there. And these things are really nice. They're a little bit more expensive than the cheap little plastic ones there that aren't hard plastic. But these are great. These really will protect your Funko. They're a little bit more expensive, but we'll ship them back to you if you ship it in one of those. And then another guy on Instagram had mentioned, I'm not familiar with this brand, but he had recommended called Pop Shield Armor. And he said that those ones are actually better than kind of the hard plastic ones. So take it for what you want there, but I would find a hard plastic one to ship in your Funko if you are going to be sending in the entire Funko. Let's just say you just don't want to mess with it. You don't want to take your Funko out of the box to potentially damage the box. Whatever your reason is, you just like to have it all intact. That would be the way that I would do it, a hard plastic case. A lot of new people have been sending in Funkos to get signed, and they've made a couple curious picks for their COA location. Some had wanted it on the front window. Some have wanted it underneath the Funko on the bottom of the box. And the general rule of thumb on Funkos is we put them on the side window. And that seems to be kind of the best place for it. Number one, you can see the authentication when it's being displayed. It's not on the actual window where the autograph is, so it's kind of out of the way. But I understand why people are putting it on the front. Sometimes they have those the officially licensed logos that go in the front, and they kind of like to have the holograms all together. That makes sense. I probably wouldn't put it on the bottom of the box just because, you know, the Funko box is something that it's something we're trying to protect here, and putting it on there at the bottom just doesn't make sense to me. Why would you want to put it on the actual cardboard part? We're trying to protect that, make that look good. So I like the side window. I think that's the best place to do it. But again, when you send in your own Funkos, if you've got a specific spot that you want to do that, just mark it with a small post-it note saying COA here. And, you know, we'll make sure to have that hologram put there for you. But again, that side window is generally the best place to do it. All right, so that's everything about Funkos. Again, they're fun to get signed. I do like some of them there. But again, I would probably ship them flat. But again, it's entirely up to you how you would want to ship those Funkos in. Again, don't forget to visit the website, powersportsmobility.com. Also, give me a follow over there on Instagram, @powersautographs. And I will see you on the next episode.